Hello, this is forgot my name. This is DJ Derek Spirit Fingers with Bob Star Radio playing music of the Grateful Dead. Wednesdays from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time, but sometimes starting a little bit earlier than that, 6:45. Today we're not so early, but on time. I'm gonna start things off tonight with a wonderful Shakedown Street from September 10th, 1991. This is a show at the Madison Square Garden. It's very well known for a couple of reasons. The first, it was the first show where Branford Marsalis, the saxophone player, sat in with the band for the entirety of the show. Branford was a wonderful addition to the Grateful Dead's music in the 90s. He's interestingly enough the only musician that the Dead felt like added to their chemistry. Most musicians that sat on stage with them, they felt took away in some essential way from their chemistry as a band. Branford, they thought, always consistently brought himself to the band and really fit in with the band. Also, some of the 90s shows, which are not always known for having the best music as far as the Grateful Dead goes, they were good with Branford. Branford brought them to new levels. This show in particular, it's my understanding this is the only show where Phil used a particular pick, and it gives his bass just an entirely different tone that is unique, in my perspective, from every other show he's ever played, really. This Shakedown is a great example of the three parts of Phil's bass playing. If you listen, especially with nice headphones, listen to this. You can hear there are low resonant notes that are more felt than heard. There's the middle melody, and then there's a high resonant note that series of notes that he's also playing that sort of add in there. It's really cool to hear the way that this Shakedown winds and twines and interwines and I hope that you enjoy. Regret you excuse me. That was a mistake. But this is not Shakedown.
Thank you. too fast. Maybe I have too much too fast. Maybe I have too much too fast. Maybe I have too much too fast. Shaking on Shakedown Street. It used to be the heart of town. Don't tell me this town ain't got no heart. Just gotta poke around.
Just got poked about. whip. You just gotta poke around. You just gotta poke around.
Shaking on Shake Down the Street. Used to be the heart of town. Tell me this town ain't got no heart. You just gotta poke around. Nothing shaking on Shake Down the Street. Used to be the heart of town. Just gotta poke around. Well, no, tell me this town ain't got no heart.
Nothing shaking on Shakedown Street. Used to be the heart of town. Tell me this town ain't got no heart. Just gotta poke around.
Shakedown Street from Madison Square Garden, September 10th, 1991. Like I said, that's the set opener to a fantastic show. Branford Marsalis sat in for the whole show. Phil used a bass pick that was unique, giving him a different tone. Also, Bruce Hornsby was in the house for the entire show, along with Vince Welnick. Pretty fucking cool show. Check it out at the Garden. I recently went to Madison Square Garden for the first time to see Further. They played a great Shakedown. I thought that was the highlight of the night. By no means did it come close to what you just heard, even though I saw it live. I think even hearing that is a little bit better, honestly. But they also played a couple of cool songs. They played So Many Roads and Days Between, two of the later Jerry ballads, which I really love, but feel, never having seen Jerry, but still feel that they didn't quite come to fruition with Garcia. And in some ways, they're maybe, it's nice to hear them still live and hitting some nice peaks. Anyways, next we're going to switch to something from a Jerry Garcia solo album. I believe this was recorded for Jerry's 1982 album, Run for the Roses, although it wasn't released on there. It was later released in the All Good Things box set as an additional track. Let's see. This is Jerry Garcia Band doing a tune you will hopefully recognize.
Look around, round, round. Won't you let me see you smile?
Stick with the theme of covers. Next, I'm going to play by request Baba O'Reilly into another Beatles song, Tomorrow Never Knows. This was the encore at one of the Vegas shows in 92. Definitely considered one of the better Vegas shows of the 90s. It featured Steve Miller. Steve Miller Band opened, and Steve Miller came out for a large part of the second set. You can find a YouTube video of this Baba O'Reilly where Steve Miller and Jerry Garcia are doing windmills a la Pete Townsend, something that a lot of deadheads got excited by, because if you ask any old heads, they'll tell you it wasn't always so much to look at up on the stage as far as the people themselves go. Although I will say, one reviewer reviewing this show on thearchive.org, he says, without the use of drugs, when they went into Baba O'Reilly, he had been launched completely into the stratosphere. At this point, I was able to see from one end of the universe to the other. So I guess despite, or maybe because of the windmills, there was for once something to see up on stage rather than these... dudes just kind of standing around. And it's what we call the X factor. When something really seems to come over and actually begins to, the music begins to play the band. And the dancers in the audience are being danced by the dance, perhaps. It's what Joseph Campbell, the mythologist, called the... cure for the atomic bomb, specifically referring to the Grateful Dead and their seat of the pants shamanism. Here we go. Thank you. right. That was by request. Vince Welnick, the band's latest keyboard player, playing May He Rest in Peace. Of course, that goes out to him. Vince was not always so welcomed into the band by the fans, and always try and give him a shout-out whenever I can. Another song by request, another cover, this time Railroad Earth covering the Grateful Dead. If anybody from Massachusetts wants to go see Railroad Earth in a week, they're playing a couple shows in Pennsylvania. I'm looking for a ride. Could be a good deal. I think the hottest band around right now. Check it out.
Children, children, get your hat. Tell me, mama, what do you mean by that? Get your hat, put it on your head. Go downtown, see your daddy is dead. Casey said, just before he died, two more roads that I'd love to ride. People said, what roads can they be? Oh, Colorado and the Santa Fe. Thank you. we still don't see. Come around the bend, you know it's the end. Fireman screams and the engine just gleams. Driving that train on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind. Driving that train on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that notion just crossed my mind. Driving that train on cocaine. Casey Jones, you better watch your speed. Trouble ahead, trouble behind. And you know that ocean just crossed my mind.
In 2007, it was a production encore albums put on a production of various bands playing tribute to American Beauty and Working Man's Dead, two of the Grateful Dead's classic albums from the early 70s. Next, let's go with making it up as we go along, as the Dead did. I got no set list here. Let's go with a section of music from the Dead's June 14th, 1985 performance at the Greek Theater in Berkeley, California. The Greek was a favorite venue of Deadheads for summertime shows, and the Dead always seemed to bring it whenever they would play there. So we'll see. I got a few songs lined up here we can play from this. We'll see how long we make it. This is a good one. I hope you enjoy. We'll be right back. Change it up. I was thinking maybe we'd keep going, but I want to play what I think is just some of the finer few minutes of improvised Dead that ever happened. This is from Denver Coliseum, November 20th, 1973, and this is an improvised jam out of The Other One. We're going to start about 5 minutes into this improvised jam, and then it moves its way through into a Dead tune that I'll let you recognize or explain afterwards. Enjoy. ¶¶ There, much to the chagrin of some of you, probably. I apologize. I'm running out of time and want to fit one more in while I can. Morning Dew from the First Human Being, January 14th, 1967. Only a partial recording of this show exists, although it was phenomenal. The Human Being, if you don't know what it was, look it up. Huge gathering of the tribes in San Francisco, I think 1967. This is the summer. This is the winter before the summer of love. It was a big deal. Timothy Leary was there. Allen Ginsberg was there. The Grateful Dead were there. Maybe your parents were there. Check it out.
I heard a baby cry this morning. cried this morning. Thank you.
broadcasting 24/7 from the bucolic campus of